Welcome to the podcast, Alien Theorists Theorizing, Case File 4, Mr. Conspiracy.
You fucked it up. Wait, you fucked up.
Wait.
What is it?
Hold on. Start
how
all
many,
over.
How many fingers are there on a hand?
Oh, is this five?
This is five.
All right, continue. So. Case File 5.
Yeah, case File 5.
It's case File 5?
Sort of fucking...
Oh, now it's
rain
a good
on your
start.
Parade.
It's a good start already.
I'm glad. I'm glad you fucked up the intro.
At least I can't prepare.
Calling me.
I'm glad we're on Case File 5. Anyways, today's theorists are the return of Mr. Conspiracy.
Yo, yo.
Yours always, Mr. Braden.
That's me.
And I'm Zell.
Like, normally, like, I want to say my name, and I was like, oh, it threw me off. I was about to say I'm Braden, and then you said that, and I was like,
that's what I was expecting, too.
Hey?
Anyways, today we welcome back, since the first time since Case File 1, I believe, actually.
Yeah.
Really? Is that how long?
You were the original, Mr. Conspiracy.
Welcome back.
First of all, get closer to your mic.
Yeah, right. You're fucking blowing it already.
All right.
There you are.
That's a little better.
All right, man.
All right.
Actually, no, wait. First off, we're going with...
We got some things to talk about before we actually get started.
Space weather.
Of course. Yeah. Was that the intro you had planned?
Not really.
Okay.
I didn't really have anything planned. I just want to make sure we said our names.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. No, that's... All right. All right, space news.
Is that the sound effect you had planned?
Well, I was hoping.
What's that old Lone Star fucking, remember that old website where it was just like crudely drawn comics?
Oh yeah.
Lone Star?
I know what you're talking about.
No, Homestar Runner.
Yeah. Homestar. Homestar. That's what your voice reminded me of there.
Well, normally we would normally insert our cool space news theme, but no one's made us one, and we are nowhere near.
Shout out to all the Ivans out there.
Yeah, thanks, Ivan.
Wait,
we love Ivan, though.
Wait, are you texting us right now, Mr. Conspiracy?
Yeah, I just sent you guys that picture.
Yeah,
that
it's a good picture.
Oh, okay.
Of Mr. Braden.
Yeah, looking quite like I'm into conspiracies.
That's one of the best I've taken in a while.
Space news. We are going to have the first Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. What's the 25th?
I think it's day or
Christmas
Eve.
Day.
The 25th
full
is
moon since 1977. So
that's pretty sweet.
It's really pretty cool. It kind of lines up nice. So everyone in your family is going to be fucking lunatics for Christmas dinner.
Hopefully you got them something nice for Christmas.
Yeah, because shit's going to get real. Other than that, there's huge coronal mass ejections right now, CMEs coming off the sun. Some people are saying radio blackouts in some parts of the world. So that means
really,
if right now, sweet. not like to the like radio
losing.
Blackouts, but there it's affecting some radio
low grade.
I'm sure. Yeah,
still cool.
So that means though, with the winter, we just passed the shortest day of the year, which means you're getting the most night right now that you can possibly get. Get out there if you got a clear sky, because chances are, if you're in the northern hemisphere, for sure you're getting northern lights. And I'm a huge fan, so maybe I'll even try to take a peek tonight. So,
I got one question about northern lights. How low do they usually go? Because I've only seen them in Kelowna.
How low do they go?
Okay.
All right.
Space news.
I don't think they go below the 49th parallel too often. However, I think Case File 2, we were getting reports of Ohio was getting them, and there was reports. So they do go fairly
sometimes
low.
They bounce down low.
But I think,
I would think.
Unless it's really powerful, I would say only our Canada listeners are going to be getting it, and anyone in the like northern, above the 49th parallel. I would say
we're talking Finland, Sweden, kind of
style.
Yeah,
so Europe. All our big fans in Europe.
if I look at the stats, I think we've had five plays in Europe. So
yeah, well, we're
congrats over there.
Yeah, I love Finland and those European countries.
Yeah, they. Hopefully, we can get a few more listeners.
So we had to do the first edit ever on ATT.
I fucked up.
Mr. Conspiracy made a blunder, and
let's just say he said something that would make the CIA come looking for him. So yeah, we had to pull him out.
You know what happened? They blacked us out. That's what happened.
Yeah,
the power went out. We were saying stuff too controversial. They
power
shut us
went
down.
Out. Yeah.
So
they had us tracked on satellites.
We're on backup
shut down
generators.
The podcast.
Yeah. So it's good to, you know.
I actually think that's them texting right now.
Yeah, they're saying, smarten the fuck up, Mr. Conspiracy.
Directed directly at you.
Okay. So anyways, space news. If you're above the 49th parallel, I'm sure for the next couple days, you'll see some
cool lights,
aurora lights. Aurora Borealis.
Borealis, I think.
If you catch a picture of one, send it to us. Send it to us on Twitter, @truthisoutthere. We'd love to see them, or you can email us at meteorrecordings@gmail.com. Yeah, that's right.
Correct.
Oh, yeah,
Truth is out there as T-H-U-R-R.
Double R, yeah, that's right.
Also, I'd like to throw out there, Mr. Conspiracy is going to be coming to social networking in a few days.
No one cares.
Yeah, I don't even care. Let me tell you who's not going to follow you, our podcast.
You're not getting followed.
I hope I get bigger than the podcast.
I hope you get no followers at all.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So what do we got on the Oh, wait. I do have a...
You got one thing?
Yeah, I have a special holiday conspiracy I want to bust right out, wide open real all quick right here. So, you know, we've all heard the stories of this so-called bearded man coming around giving gifts.
Who?
Whom do you speak of?
Who's this guy?
Santa Claus.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Heard this one?
I've heard of that man.
Well, apparently.
Some type of magician.
Apparently some sort of magician. Yeah, this guy, Santa Claus, flies around the world in one night, gives all the kids toys.
Not all the kids.
Man, no, I ain't got shit.
Yeah, man, I haven't got nothing from him for years. And I want to bust this wide open. My parents straight up told me that shit ain't real.
Really?
And yet mom still writes Santa on the presents.
Yeah, sometimes she does.
She does. She slaps.
Well, yeah, Mr. Conspiracy and...
But I'm just cracking this wide open right now.
Our brothers.
I don't think it's...
Was it time for that to come out? That we're brothers?
You just said it. You just said mom.
I'm a little embarrassed that just came out, but...
All right, well...
You're talking to each other and you said mom, so it's pretty obvious.
From the pictures we're going to post in a few days, you're going to see the resemblance, so there's not much hiding it.
Couple of dummies.
Couple of duds.
Anyways, so Merry Christmas. It's obviously Christmas coming up when you're hearing this or listening. It's holiday season. We're probably going to shut down till the... We might have a surprise one up between Christmas and New Year's. We'll see.
Not much of a surprise anymore.
Well, I'm just saying, it may or may not. So if it's up, it's a surprise. But happy holidays to everyone. We've loved the fan feedback and stuff, so let's get right into it. What do you got for us, Mr. Conspiracy?
The Power Hour. I can't wait. Before you start, I've been excited ever since the first one for you to come with this list that you have here.
Oh, yeah.
And try and convince us of whatever theories you have.
Yeah.
I got some good ones.
Anyone
today,
listening,
man,
we don't know anything that's about to be talked about. We're just going straight.
For anyone listening, I look at Google 2 hours before the show.
Way to spoil
I'm
your
kidding.
Secret.
I'm kidding.
Just kidding. This guy knows everything about
conspiracy. Am I Mr. Conspiracy for looking at Google? Fuck no.
No, you're Mr. Conspiracy for making it up.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
What's the conspiracy? Am I making it
Anyways,
up?
Anyways, first on the list.
All right, so number one topic today we got the Black Knight satellite.
Black Knight satellite.
Ever heard of it? No.
Sounds cool.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Fresh.
So what we got is first off, someone is trying to convince you of something. I did fact check this online, and I found a few things that made me second guess it with just the number of years of how old they said it was.
Give us the story before you fucking tell us why you don't believe it.
So there's a satellite or something, a mysterious object floating above our the North Pole. That's where it orbits Earth. Is that like the highest point? I found that they say it's 13,000 years old. Found some other numbers that kind of make me second guess it. But what it is, we got pictures and we got other stuff that shows that this is something irregular. Doesn't look like anything humankind has made, man-made, anything like that. It's out there orbiting Earth. And there's been word that Nikola Tesla was the first man to be in contact with this back in 1899. When he built his radio, and he was catching signals from this Black Knight satellite. What do you think? I got more on this. I just want to... What do you guys think?
Before I say what I think, so it's a random piece of space debris.
It is.
Now, unidentified.
To me, what the pictures that I've seen it looks like it's a dark mass, but it looks like almost a big cross. A little bit irregularly shaped, but like a big cross.
So it doesn't look natural.
No, it doesn't look like any satellite I've ever seen. And the fact that they say that this thing has been sending out radio signals, and Nikola Tesla is just the first one. There's been accounts all throughout the 19th century saying that people have caught weird radio signals from they don't know where, and reports are saying that it came from this satellite.
What kind of radio signals, though? Does it say that?
No. Weird. What I heard or what I read was weird noises. Weird.
Like anomalies. Anomalies.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my question. So, is it still like other recent?
Because my thing the last sighting or picture that I read was, I think it was 2013. The picture of it.
Because my thing is I'm like, okay, if there is something there, it's well within our grasps to get it.
To go and take a chunk.
Yeah, I don't think it would be there anymore because I think it would either be shot down or taken. I don't think...
Well, here's the thing, though, is if it is a satellite, why shoot it down? You're going to lose any knowledgeable... you're going to lose information from it.
Yeah, but here's...
Also, why are we going to spend the money? Why would we spend the taxpayer money to put out that sort of effort to go retrieve a piece of junk that it might be? And like what I have read is that there are accounts that there was a lost heat blanket from one of the space shuttles that was launched into space. One of the heat blankets was lost into space. So there's accounts that it might be a space blanket. No. Pictures I've seen, and I've seen multiple, it's no space blanket.
I just think if it's unknown, if it gives out like any kind of radio frequency, like some nations would take offense to it for something, right? Because they'd be like, oh, they're spying on us or they're doing this.
What I got here is that the U.S. and the Soviet Union have shown particular interest in this unidentified space object. They were the first two nations that noticed it and really started researching it to find out what it was. And this is from the age that they say it is. They say it's been orbiting Earth for 13,000 years.
But how would they get that number? That's the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that.
That
was the one thing that I came across was the number of years.
Yeah.
They're all different. And so I can't really put, it could be a fucking warm space blanket.
Yeah.
The one that gets me, I think, for it is if it was found in 57, we didn't possess the technology at the time to launch satellites into space.
Yeah.
Well, which is kind of cool.
That's so cool,
It was out there before we knew even how to get out
I'd like
there,
to, right? And the fact that it was noticed of sending radio signals well before that, 50 years before that.
So yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Another fact I got is the 1930s is when astronomers worldwide have been reporting strange radio signals. When did radio come out?
Well before that.
But yeah, I was going to... Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've been getting weird signals for a long time now before there's been any technology that we have now. Well before any of that. Thoughts?
Man, I want to know more about it.
I do too. I want to look into... I want to dig into Tesla. Because when you said Tesla, I love Tesla.
I love Nikola Tesla.
He's fucking wild.
A guy ahead of his age.
Edison, I believe.
Well, Edison ran a marketing campaign, and Tesla ran just
Edison's like, look plan what I made, can do. Edison's plan made money,
yeah,
and Tesla's did not, and it was Tesla's scrapped.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
Pretty much.
But like that, I would like to dig more into that and like his findings, because he was such a weird guy, like, and unique in so many different aspects of life. So
I believe that he was born hundreds of years before when he should have actually been born.
It's weird. We're talking about alien hybrids last podcast, and you know, I would say Tesla's a good candidate if you're talking about alien hybrids who change shit. Like,
send down a scientist alien who fucking
that guy
tinks and tickers with all the fucking new elements on Earth.
On everything, man. Like he was a weird eccentric guy. So that'd be cool. I'd like to.
I've never heard of any conspiracy like that before. He was just a smart human being.
Alien hybrid, man. All smart human beings. Look at us. None of us are. Yeah, I can tell right now.
from the pictures we're about to post.
Yeah, we're three of us, not a chance. Right now, if you're listening, trust me, we're not alien hybrids. We're just a couple of normal Joes here.
So as far as the black light or the Black Knight satellite goes,
I'm just gonna like
it's not orbited anymore, as far as I can tell.
Well, that's the thing. Is it's maybe we're not getting anything from it. There's no point in going to try and blow this thing out of the sky or go and visit it and see what it is. That would cost too much money.
To me, that just sounds like to me honestly that one sounds to me like a lot of I hate to say this because you made the point about making conspiracy into a derogatory term, and it does sound like one of those kind of half cocked someone made up. Like that one to me, like
it could be, but I mean, there's pictures. There's actually multiple pictures of this thing orbiting, and it looks like the same object.
It's definitely
every time.
Got a lot of traction behind it.
There's something. There is something there. What it is? Who knows?
Then that. So the it's because I guess if it's giving out radio signals.
Well, that's the thing. What the fuck?
Nothing gives out radio signals.
Nothing just naturally gives that out.
That I know of. I could be wrong. It could be some organism that somehow gives off a radio signal.
Some old-timey radio worms?
Does it sound static.
Like I'm on old-time radio?
A little bit, actually. That's pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, you do sound like you're on.
We could have done that post-production, but we don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But, I'd like to dig more into that one. Like, I'm going to have to go sit and maybe see if I can find a documentary on that one or something. Black Knight.
Is it an alien? Is it like an alien artifact? Then do they think, or is it from a time of a pre-existing advanced civilization having to do with either the pyramids or any type of old?
You might have just opened up something.
Blew my mind.
You might have just opened up a whole other can of worms on this subject, man.
Because if we don't know what it is or the structure of it or how it was made, exactly the same as the pyramids and any other structure of that sort.
Yeah, and then that could be a lost relic from like another
thing that civilization left behind to try and fill us in of what they were.
Yeah, we can't
how they did things.
We don't know how to process it. Like we don't have the fuck. It's coded. However, we just won't understand it ever.
So yeah, another thing that I had thought of is like back in the day when all these guys were they're starting to make radios and sending out signals. What if some of those get out into space?
Well, they've been pumping those into space.
Yeah, and they have been for well over 100 years now. And it's like, what if that was another, say, well back in the day, that was another civilization being like, hey, we're catching something. And they send out something to make the signal stronger. Catch it as it's coming off the planet and sending it back to them stronger. That's my little theory on it. If it's here's the problem. It's obviously doing something, man.
I have the problem with anything to do with sending radio signals through space.
Yeah,
it's such a slow time, like a slow speed.
Yeah, but how
in terms of space travel
for the technology that we have compared to what just aliens might have?
Okay, I'll bite on that.
I'll bite on that too.
Maybe they can tune in, right? Maybe they have something like we have radio.
It could be like a baby
traveling. It could be like a baby monitor for them. Hear a noise on the other end, and it comes out.
Okay,
I'll
bite on that. I'm going to say, in the realm of possibilities, that if we were talking about the scale of civilizations a couple podcasts ago, and if it was high on the scale, maybe it can bend space and time, and it could pick up, radio frequencies. I'll bite on that. I'm going to say, yeah, okay, that works for me. But the main problem that I have that I can't get over is with the time, the amount of time it would take to travel. Because I don't even think.
I don't know a lot about the space time period of time period of space, but I know that suns are like an average of like 3.2 parsecs. And a parsec, I can't remember what that is actually, but it's a distance of light speed. It's like 3.2 light years, I think, is a parsec or something like that.
I'll go with you on it. Yeah, you took the course, like not me. Yeah.
So it just seems like it's just not enough. There's not enough time period for someone to put a radio signal in space to get any type of signal backwards. Unless there's some type of wormhole transmitter that can send a light signal through space at more than light speed.
Who knows, man? There could be.
I'm not even saying that. I'm saying like maybe there's a civilization out there that has such finely tuned antennas that they can You know what I mean? Like they're whatever they're doing, they can listen to they bend the folds of space time just for radio waves or something, right?
Like, yeah, that know. Like that would be the that would make sense that way. But the way we know of time and space, besides the theories, is there's no way to send a signal through space to get a response in a normal period of time.
Yeah, that's the one that's
where. Well, that's the thing is like there's estimates. The lowest one that I saw. The lowest estimate was 13,000 years that it's been orbiting Earth.
Okay.
Once again, I don't know how they get that term, but I mean,
like I know
the highest one was 300,000 years.
I know they do carbon dating in atmosphere on our planet, and that has like scientific backing behind it. But in space, there's no real time. Like a rock could stay the same, or a metal could stay the same for millennia and never change. So how would you ever know?
And I'm not the biggest expert on carbon dating because I don't do it, but I always think that it's like, how do we, like, it's great that we can say that, but we don't have a benchmark. You know what I mean? Like if you say a bone is 10,000 years old that you find in the dirt and you're like, yeah, okay, it's 10,000 years old because this is like, you know, there's some layers of dirt on this and it takes this long. You have no idea.
Well, I don't think we do, but I think there is a benchmark and that's how they've kind of figured that out.
Is that what it is? Like, is that a 100% science? Because I always feel like it's
bit of guess. Well, I can't say it's 100%, but I know that's what, when someone says they found a fossil at this time, it's from this long ago, the carbon dating.
Well, I'm sure you can check
the layers. It's got to be our best guess, right? Yeah. Our best estimate. Let's just say it's the best theory we have.
Yeah, the best guess. See, I'd much rather when people are like, oh, it's this old. According to our best guess.
Yeah.
Because that's
guess doesn't sound right. Yeah. It's really theories.
Yeah. Our best sounding theory. Our theory. Yeah.
Theory our best guess. Theory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be proved or disproved. It's just accepted almost.
Oh, excuse me.
Anyways, let's move on. What do you got?
All right. So I got a lot of topics tonight.
I enjoyed that one.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. I got some more stuff that I could talk about, but I would like to move on. There's a few other ones that I got here that. You know, they're believable, but at the same time, they make me laugh while I read them and I think about them. Because so what the next one is I got the hologram plan.
What is that?
So what this is over the last few years now, we've been seeing all around the world, there's been a lot of mysterious blue lights that have formed weird shapes in our sky, and people are thinking it's UFOs. Oh, it's fucking meteorites. It's all that bullshit.
Hold on, just stop you for 1 second. As soon as you said that, this is touching point. I can't remember who requested it last week. We had a Twitter request, and he wanted us to look at the missile that was shot over California.
Perfect.
And
this is touching it.
And it's a blue light. Yeah.
This is it. Yeah.
So let's hear we go.
So yeah, what is
this? He's explaining. Forget what we said last week. Missile conspiracies on it.
He's busting it open.
So what I found and what kind of made me believe that this might even be a possibility is that it's an unknown group. You can't, there's no name, there's nothing, there's no information on whose plan this might be. But what it is they're trying to make a hologram in the sky of an alien invasion, and that's how they're going to take power of Earth. And these blue lights that you've been seeing that have been almost opening up into something that looks amazing and then closing back into just a stream of light and fading away. These are failed attempts at trying to get the hologram plan to work. And obviously they're still in startup mode trying to get it off. But I mean, it's like these sightings are becoming more and more. People are seeing them all around the world.
Man, I'll give you this on this one. We tackled one of these blue lights last week. It was said to be, can't remember the type. Trident 2 missile. But we looked at Trident 2s and we didn't see anything that kind of made the same pattern and the blue lights.
Well, like the way that
it's a tough one for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It's a tough one for me because just the way it was shot, the way the missile was shot and the time frame and how it was launched, a lot of it related to what it was explained in the synopsis of what a missile would do.
Yeah.
Well, that's, it was just the color. And the only thing, because of the angle, and it was like, it was kind of like a hazy night. A blue could easily, or a red could easily turn to a blue in clouds. Like pretty easy.
Yeah.
And there was another video I watched of what they said. It was like, a fuel leak on a satellite and it sent this blue twisting light. I watched that video actually not long after we did that podcast.
Okay, I've seen that video and, as well.
Yeah. Do I think it's hologram? Like, I definitely think there's a group of people out there that, you know, kind of work above the law and outside the law, according to governments.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Right? Yeah. So, like, what they have planned, and I'm sure they... I always think they, you know, there's plans in store for an eventual one world government and an eventual like joining of currencies and stuff. You know, we see that already with, you know, the euro and stuff. You know, it's easier to control people if you control all the money.
So we
should get into that one another time, because we could do a whole fucking show on that.
Oh yeah.
We'll do one on the New World Order. Let's do one.
I just got to touch on really quick that I think we're living in a really awesome time, is where it's like a kind of a paradigm shift from mainstream media. There's so many alternate sources now that normal people like us are kind of, are 100% question the mainstream and are just kind of like, we're finding news on our own way. People on the same train of thought, where before we've been called, there's called conspiracy theorists, and it was like a derogatory term I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
But now it's like gaining a lot more traction. There's a lot of like big websites and people that are giving it a lot of thought.
I believe that it's because religion nowadays
it's losing a hold for sure.
It doesn't have such a tight grip on as many people as it did. You got new people, younger generations like ours growing up and being like, you're telling me some dude made a woman out of the rib, out of his fucking rib cage? Huh?
You know,
and then he banged her and started our entire fucking our entire universe, like,
yeah, it's,
what
the theories go deep.
They do.
Everyone who listens to this podcast knows that we are not a fan of the religion stories, as you would hear on Case File 3, Alien Jesus.
I think that's Case File 4.
Case File 4.
Case File 4. Everyone's fucking up.
Yep.
Oh, I wish I was here for Baby Jesus, man. That
so I'm gonna go ahead and say I don't know about the hologram, because I'm like, how hard is a fuck? I watched Tupac sing on stage 20 years after his death.
Did he actually die?
Well, like, oh, that, shit.
Like, okay.
He's file six. Where's Tupac?
You never know, man.
I remember in middle school, we had to write speeches, right? You had to do a speech on a topic. And this one girl in one of the classes, she was like one of those like G girls, right? Like, she was white. Like, where we live, there's not too many people other than white people.
Yeah.
And that's true.
We're in a cold part of Canada.
I had one.
Yeah, no one wants to come here.
There was one black kid in our school, and she did this long speech about how Tupac wasn't dead, and that she kept reciting, there's 7 years from now, he's coming back and all this. And then I saw her a long time later, and I was like, so did Tupac, you ever hear anything about that Tupac stuff coming up? And she was horrified that I remembered and brought it up. It was pretty funny. And she's got her shit together now. I'm not going to drop her name, but she was...
No names needed.
It was pretty funny. So, Mr. Conspiracy, what else you got for us?
Okay, one that I'm sure fucking... I know it rocked the planet at the time. I was overseas, you were overseas, and you were overseas.
Oh my God, are you about to say what I think you're going to say?
Malaysia Air Flight MH370. What the fuck happened to that airplane, man?
You know what? That's an episode on its own.
Yeah,
that is.
Much.
And
let's,
I know
let's
it
touch
is.
On it for
let's,
a bit.
We got to touch on it, because that blew my mind, man. I was about to board a plane. News came on. Oh yeah, we're missing a fucking flight with like 400 people on.
Okay, for no one, for what? anyone wants to know, yeah. We were all just by chance all traveling at the same time in Thailand, and we all met on this island called Koh Tao. And this happened, and this is kind of where my interest in conspiracy started. We had a few drinks, a few Chang beers, and we went to this place, and we called it Conspiracy Rock. For whatever reason, we just started talking about like 9/11 and all these conspiracies and this Malaysian airline flight. And I am still boggled of what happened there.
You know, there's been in the news like, oh, we got pings from, you know, some black box off the coast of Australia, fucking in the bottom of the ocean. But as soon as we got him, we lost him.
Okay,
that could be it.
Just give us a quick synopsis of what happened for people who don't really know.
Okay, so what happened is apparently a flight took off from Malaysia. I can't quite remember where it was going. but it was going lost.
Like Hong Kong or something.
Yeah, it was going somewhere crazy, and it was lost over a massive body of water. But it's weird
it
that
turned back.
It, no, it went. Point. It was on the way, and it did a 100% like 180 degree turn and turned back through like a radio blackout zone. They said and disappeared and was never seen again.
So like it had like weird flight patterns that they said. That there are places in that area that you only the expert pilots know to get out of the radio frequency that you can't be picked up on any sort of scans, and that's where this plane went.
Okay,
it seems like just an absolute crazy idea that the plane disappeared.
Well, and that's the thing is there's been speculation on it crashed, it sunk to the bottom of the ocean, someone stole it landed on a fucking uncharted island. In Southeast Asia, it fucking was picked up by a UFO. There's so many different theories on this.
I've heard the Russians took it and flew it to Kazakhstan, parked it in a hangar there. But why?
But why?
Who was on the plane?
You got this many people, though.
Who was on the plane, man? Who was on the plane?
It would only take one person of interest to be on a plane to be like, fucking take everybody out. There wasn't that many people on the plane, if you really think about it.
We should dig into the passenger list.
Well, I know there's a few people from Canada.
Okay, well, I got a couple. I'll throw in random stats here as you guys keep talking about. 239 passengers and crew.
There you go. Okay, so I know there's a few people from Canada. What weirds me out is, obviously, it was such a well-done job because there was nothing. There was no phone calls. There was no posts on anything about this happening. So either everybody got so scared and everything got taken from them right away, or they had no idea what was going on.
Okay, I got three points. Like, I honestly think this is one of the strangest things to happen, but I have three points that I've looked up in the past now that I'm going to bring up. One is that in turbulence, I've been in some bad turbulence. You've been on planes with me with bad turbulence.
Yeah, I've been in some bad turbulence.
Did you grab for your phone?
No, fuck no.
Exactly, right? So if you were going to go down, the last thing you're going to do in high turbulence is grab your phone. It's just natural.
You got to think, we're not a 14-year-old high school girl.
Yeah, but I just clenched my butt cheeks.
Well, there's no service on most flights.
Yeah.
Like 99% of flights, especially over the ocean, there's no cell phone service.
So,
but in the area that it was flying, you think there might...
I doubt it. They're too high up.
I got to admit, man, where it went down, Southeast Asia, it has some of the best phone reception, internet, everything. It was the best I've ever had.
Yeah, because in those areas, they don't do old school infrastructure. They do cell phone towers.
In Thailand, because it's cheaper to have everyone phones and do like run landlines and stuff, there's companies, one in particular, AIS, who does a national Wi-Fi plan, and they broadcast Wi-Fi everywhere, even out onto the ocean for the fishermen. So there's Wi-Fi everywhere surrounding Thailand and in the oceans for the fishermen. So if that plane flew low, chances are it would hit a Wi-Fi zone in Thailand where anyone
pinged by something.
Pinged by something. Here's my second point. If the plane did crash, when it's so deep, the black box only pings so far that you have to be within a kilometer range to get that ping. And the ocean is such a big place.
You could go down, 30, 40 kilometers in some areas?
Well, more than that? About, I don't know. I don't know the stats on the depth, but I'm just saying.
I think the Marianas Trench is the deepest part that we've found, and it's 30,000 meters or something.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's crazy. That's far, right? Like, that's far.
But that's the thing. Like, if it went down in a deep spot, and a boat's on top, if it's 2K, the black box won't ping for the boat. It's going to have to ping from a submarine. Now, here's the third thing. I'm going to say this, and you guys are going to know who I'm talking about, but I don't want you to say the name because I don't know if he would get upset or get in trouble. So I don't want to name drop him. I have a friend in the Navy, and he said on his ships that were stationed in that area, there was a place on that ship where at any moment in time, you could see every single object in the sky and where it was going. And he said, if that plane went anywhere, the United States knows where it is, but they won't tell anyone because they don't want anyone else to know they have those capabilities.
Well, that a lot of people know that, I think, that military satellites know everything.
And yeah, they do. They're watching us in our homes. A lot of people don't realize that. Well, in those PVR boxes.
I don't want to say they're watching us in our homes.
Hey, there are videos on YouTube of people pulling apart their DVRs at their house because they've heard, oh yeah, there's a little camera and a little microphone inside.
Well, it's more your computers, I think, than your
in your DVR box that controls your TV that you pause and fucking record live TV, there is a small camera and a little microphone just behind the front casing of it.
Now,
guaranteed, watch the videos of people. There are countless.
I don't want to say guaranteed because
I can't say guaranteed.
My
I'm going to say it because I'm Mr. Conspiracy.
Well, you have all the right. But here's my thing. You know, and I'm sure if you watch these YouTube videos, if you're pulling apart your PVR and DVRs to get to these so-called cameras and microphones, you're pretty much wrecking the device. So I'm going to say, is there a video out there that someone posts is like, you know what? I want to fuck with some people.
I have to admit, though, the videos that I've watched, and it's more than two or three, it's always just the front like casing of it, where you would slide a DVD or press the buttons or something like that. You pull that off, and it's you can see it.
Yeah. Okay, let's say they have that. There's so many millions of people. They can't have that many people watching you.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a person of interest. They could probably find you in some way through your phone, computer, whatever it is, TV. They could.
Man, so it's funny you say that there's too many people to watch, right? Now, here's my point for I could believe in that. There's way too many people to watch to have like a manual process of watching. But what if the fucking US has created some sort of tethered AI?
Tethered AI?
Yeah, like they control it, right? It's not untethered, it's not thinking on its own, but it's doing what they want.
See, what I thought about that is that they put people on watch lists. So, I mean, if you know someone has that, you can track them. Okay, they bought a DVR today. They bought some sort of device that we are able to watch them with. Now, those are the people that they'd be watching.
Yeah. But, you know,
I think the proportion of people is really, really, really small. Even if they had a tethered AI, like you say, who are they watching?
There's too many good people.
AI could watch everyone and keyword everything. Everything you said or did, right?
I don't think they could watch everyone though. But know what I think they could do is they could filter. And if they would put certain phrases or keywords or whatever, and if you said
something or along the lines
did anything along the lines of that, then that would be flagged and then Xbox they would be watching.
On. Xbox pizza.
Yeah.
Exactly. That'll be the day.
Like those two examples right there.
Yeah, that's probably what they're watching. Me swear at my video games. Okay, so cameras in the PVRs, Big Brother's watching. We got to do another one on just.
Most of the topics I got tonight are shows themselves. Their nights themselves.
No, I like where we're going. I like just the touching them on a little bit.
That's what it is. And from the listeners who are listening, send us some feedback. Tell us what you guys want to hear us get into depth about.
Yeah, we can go in depth. No problem.
We will.
This is the Mr. Conspiracy Power Hour.
He's crushing them out.
We're crushing beers, crushing conspiracies.
Mr. Conspiracy is crushing beers.
Let's move on. Let's go to the next one. What do you got?
Okay, the next one I got is the United States Hidden Space Fleet.
Not the first time I've heard this.
And it's not the first time that I've heard of it. Right, I've been hearing about this actually for a number of years. I don't really know what to touch on because it's a hidden space fleet. You can't see it. You can't see it. You don't know it's fucking there. How do we know it's there?
I love it. That's the best one. All right, done. Next.
Yeah. Apparently, the United States has a hidden space fleet, though, whether it be in the sky, on Earth somewhere, ready to take off. Okay, I don't know.
Well, we can get in depth in that, no problem, because
Area 51.
Project Blue Book, right? Project Blue Book has a section where it's extra or is it
non-terrestrial officers?
Yeah, non-terrestrial officers listed, right? And what? So that would make
Mr. Conspiracy just got mind blown.
Okay, so
Operation. Oh my God!
I mean, Scotty, give him a
quick summary here.
I can't summarize. I can't summarize that one.
No, we're going to have to do a whole episode on the Blue Book.
Well, I know what the Blue Book is, but I didn't... Maybe I was too stoned and overlooked something. The Blue Book project
is huge, and a lot of it I'm not sold on sometimes, but a lot of it I am in some way. And when it says non-terrestrial officers and there's a list of what organizations and positions they hold, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and
strange,
it's not just speculation because there is...
It's a government document.
Hey, there's government document a and bunch we of found, different...
I think we touched on the first one. Is it's called the Disclosure Project. And it's like all these high-ranking government, military, private sector people coming forth with their experiences of UFOs. And people touch on that. There's like hours and hours of footage. And it's been like, it's been condensed. If you go on YouTube and search it, there's a whole bunch of different condensed versions. But there's like 30 hours of these people just going, giving up each 10 or 15 minute explanations of this kind of stuff. And it's just crazy.
Holy shit. That blows my mind.
Look it up. Project Blue Book. We're gonna do a podcast just strictly on that one.
Yeah, we're only in episode five, so we got lots of material left.
We got lots of material to get to.
That's gonna be a big one.
Okay.
Anyways, let's go again.
So I got another topic here. I can't remember what year it was. You can look it up on Google.
I love it.
General MacArthur's famous speech that he gave, though. And in his speech, he tells the entire world, we are at war with aliens.
Okay, well.
This is a high-ranking officer. This is someone that doesn't fuck around.
Is this U.S.?
I believe General MacArthur was U.S.
I'm fact-checking right now.
I believe this is just one of my, you know, minor topics.
Conspiracies. Crazy conspiracy.
You can listen to it. You can read about it. He has a speech where he says we, the planet, not just the United States.
He didn't mean illegal aliens. He wasn't those Mexicans.
That's why it's a conspiracy. But we're at war with aliens. But the thing is he says the planet is at war with aliens. Earth is at war with aliens. Yeah, that's not illegal aliens because
we're
all fucking planet Earth.
Zelly, you just perked up a little bit
We got some facts.
I'm not perking up because... He definitely was is General Douglas MacArthur, and he definitely served in the American Army. But to find the right information is not going to happen right now. So keep going.
So what I had found when I had spent actually a little time researching, one of his speeches that he gave, that was, you know, people listened to, people respected this man. He just finally came out and said, "Hey, we're at war with aliens."
There was the Canadian. The Canadian defense minister came out and he was like, he was a well respected guy and he just came out and was like, straight up, there's aliens. And he was the friggin'.
He's the guy who said, straight up, there's aliens. Straight up, the United States has a military fleet in space.
Yeah.
The alien, like the ETs who have been here, have told us not to militarize space. That's part of like Universal Galactic Pact of not to, like, don't do that. And like we're doing that at the moment. That's what that conspiracy says.
Yeah, and he was the defense minister. So it's
and that's not a light title. And maybe in his later years he went a little bonkers. But
you know Donald Trump's going to be the one that gets voted in and fucks over our universal.
That guy, you know what? He won't get voted in because people aren't that dumb.
No,
I think he's an alien himself.
That would make more sense maybe. But
you heard some of the shit that he says, man.
He's just a master manipulator of. The
money.
Public,
yeah,
especially about.
You know what though? The only thing that I don't believe he'll get in, like you said, I think people are too smart.
It's early in election.
Talking about Americans here,
and it's the media loves to hype this shit, man. This is a media circus. They love this.
Like the United States media on their politics is absolutely nuts.
It's insane.
The election isn't for like. Just under a year now, but it started like over like a year and a half in advance.
For all our American listeners, we just had the longest Canadian election campaign in history.
3 months.
It was 77 days.
Yeah.
Because it's illegal to campaign outside of those, like when an election's called. And you guys do it year round, all round. It's fucking insane.
And you vote for. You vote for the president. You don't vote for the party.
Vote, yeah, it's weird.
So a quick rundown for the states. We don't ever vote our prime minister, which is essentially our president kind of thing.
Same thing.
We vote for individual ridings. So like in our riding, we had four choices. You could vote the Green Party, the Conservative Party,
Liberals,
or NDP. And now whichever one of those four got the most seats in all the ridings in Canada – whoever was the head of their party becomes our prime minister. We're like, so you have numerous
there's no popularity. There's a little bit, but not on the near scale like that.
Yeah, not like it
you
is.
You don't just
in
go
the
to
States.
The ballot and chuck in for Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump.
Oh my God. Our first black president. I guarantee that's what won the vote just because so many people are like, oh my God. Yeah, he could be our first.
I think
let's change history.
It's going to be, if it goes comes down to Trump, it's going to be Hillary. She's going to win.
I think she's not. I don't think she's in the running. I think she's out.
I think the last I read, she was pulling ahead of Bernie again because everyone was criticizing Bernie lots.
I can't say I'm an expert on American politics, but
I read up every now and then. Kind of curious. It's such a circus.
It's curious because it shapes the whole world.
Yeah,
it really does.
It's like watching a train wreck at times where you're just like can't avert your eyes.
I remember being so young and watching like President Bush go in and all this shit happen. And then he goes in again.
Strategic.
I'd really love a taco today for lunch.
And just like to watch someone, you can tell when someone's intelligent the way they speak. Even if they're reading a script, they can just tell. You can just tell when someone's smart. And when watching that, even like now when I'm 27 now, and he's been out of office for 8 years or whatever, I look back at some of the speeches when sometimes I'm like, really?
Man,
he was the world leader, like leader of the free world, they say, or whatever. Yeah.
You see that video where he dodges the shoe?
No, but good for him.
Oh, yeah. God, he dodges real good. Real good.
There's a great thing on, because I guess Jeb Bush is running right now. And he changed his campaign to Jeb with an exclamation mark. Like it used to just be Jeb Bush. Now it's Jeb with an exclamation mark. And I think it was SNL. Someone said, it doesn't change anything. Because if you say broccoli, it doesn't make me like it anymore.
You know that was George Bush being like, this is what you got to do.
Yeah, what you got to do? Exclamation mark. What you need. A little bit of
George Bush or George Costanza.
I don't know. It's different in the States because the States is way more, I think, in my opinion, way more manipulated by the media.
Oh, 100%, man. God,
yeah. In Canada, people say the media sucks here because it's boring, because it just gives, there's no, they don't make news really.
No,
they just kind of tell you
whatever. What happened.
We don't have 24-hour cycle news. We don't. We have like local riding news that comes on at 5. You get it in the morning from 5 to 7 and at night from like, you know, 6 to 7.
No, it's because we get all the channels here. We got Fox, we get ABC, we get NBC. We got all these big corporate Republic news channels up here, and they are always just. It's crazy how much they preach just terror and hate. There's no real news, compassionate news stories that I like really hear on a national scale.
It's like this is coming from three Canadians. So if you're living in the States and you're like, oh, I don't notice that, it's bad. Like
it's
come
different.
To Canada,
it's
watch
a lot
our
different
Canadian news. It's
from what we get compared to what they get. Oh man,
it's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy.
How you guys, much you guys down there get an inch of snow and call it snow day? Because, oh my God, the media blows it out. There's people in the ditch.
Well, that's not really what I'm talking about.
But I'm just saying the way that they blow it all out of proportion.
It's way more, it's like news people are more celebrities in the States. Like it's a big, news is big.
Yeah.
News is mainstream, news is big. There's stories.
So Ron
everyone knows.
Was right on the money with just being popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
In the States, it is, man.
Like, as soon as you lose it, you're nothing, right? Like,
well, you get these huge anchors. That, like, they just, like, that's the guy who reads the news, and if he gets canned, like...
Well, it's become, I can't remember who said it, unfortunately, but it's like, it's a famous quote. It says, if you tell a big enough lie many times, eventually it becomes truth. And that's kind of like how I feel American broadcasting is. They get a story, and all the networks that supposedly the conspiracy is controlled by CIA and, like, high-end government, they pump a story, and it's a false story, and at first it seems ridiculous, but the more you pump it, the more people believe, and eventually the story becomes truth, and then the truth takes hold, and anyone who goes against that story is called a conspiracy theorist, and it's like a derogatory, like, oh, you're crazy, you're a lunatic, you don't know what you're talking about, you don't know the facts, anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, how many people out there nowadays, you can watch it on Facebook daily. People pumping out truths that they swear to God are real. And you read them sometimes and you're like, are you a fucking idiot?
Man, it's crazy too because you think about it like we're in such a we're such a fast paced like environment now in like the world we live in. So it's like as soon as one of those news places starts to report something, the others just jump on it because you can't be the last one to the news, right? So it's just like report it without fact checking, whatever. Just get it out there. We can't be behind on this, right? So it just kind of snowballs like that. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, and I think it
rumor turns to truth. truth becomes reality.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, that's some. We got a little segue. I like that little segue.
That was though. A good segue.
You know what we should do one? Oh, we should do one. Let's do one on mainstream media.
Mainstream media.
Oh my god,
we could talk about
that'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. We should do that.
Mainstream media in the U.S. for the most part.
Yeah,
the U.S. is the worst for sure.
It's. I like when I switch my my feed on my Netflix to like UK and stuff and watch stuff there. It's different.
Yeah,
the story is not the same. The new like global news stories are not the same from Canada. Like Canada and Britain are the same kind of, and then the U.S.
You said Netflix, and I was like, "Wait, what, you mean movies?"
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Netflix. Well, I'm just saying, like, I have. I changed my IP address so I can like go all the local websites of different places, and the stories are the same for the most part. But you can go click on the state, especially on like the big Republican ones, like Fox and stuff. The story is always different.
Yeah, shootings, stabbings.
Oh man, the shootings! Don't even get me started. You know
what? Holster your guns, guys.
Take them out in the bush and have some fun.
That's a touchy subject for
ISIS pricks.
Well, that's a touchy subject for Americans because
you know what?
You need gun control. We have it in Canada. It's fine. I have guns. Everyone in this room that you're talking, we all have guns.
I think it goes deeper than gun control. I think now because it's happened so many times, it's just inherent. Like people, that's just what happens all the time. Like there's been.
It's I've seen
like a crazy stat. Like in the last 6 years, there's been 1,000 mass shootings. Meaning like more than one victim in a public place in the U.S. That's more than Canada, Great Britain, Australia, France, Germany, Sweden, like all the other NATO nations all combined. The same population, all these other nations combined is the same as the United States, yet theirs is so much higher, like their murder count. It's crazy.
It's giving people freedom. It's hard to say. You give people freedom, hey. Go off, do your own fucking thing. Don't follow anything. Here's a religion you could follow. Don't, if you don't want to, but do it. If not,
I feel like
people go insane, man.
I feel like if you go back in history, because whatever the states have been around, when did they sign their amendments?
1776. I don't know if that's the right.
September 1st. September 1776.
I don't know. Actually. I don't know. And I know the people.
I believe that's.
I bet you the Americans that listen to this will agree with us on some point that. It never used to be like people always used to be in the state. They always had guns. There was never mass shootings.
Yeah.
And then 20, 25 years ago, it started and then it like snowballed. And now it's just like a crazy, it's like a monthly thing or more.
Yeah. It seems like there's always a new story, some sort of shooting until the next one. And then it's now.
And I know Obama, he's had speeches like we've become numb to like. The realization shootings. That shootings happen on like they're numb to it, like they're numb to the news.
Read it on the news.
A shooting happens, yeah. Like oh, San Bernardino or in San Francisco, blah blah blah. It's another few people dead. You may have a connection to ISIS. Next story, next week, another shooting in a different place. It's like a crazy. Yeah. We had one guy come into our like equivalent of the White House. He shot one guy and killed one guy. It was huge.
It was massive. Yeah, it was probably one of the biggest.
3-day ceremony for his funeral.
He had the full on military salute, the gun shooting.
The guy who was killed.
He had the military service. Yeah.
And you can the guy who shot the shooter was a straight up G. This old like security guy working for the government did some James Bond shit, jumped around a column and like jumped back and shot the guy. It was crazy. You watch a news story online if you're interested in it. It's pretty cool. I wish I had the guy's name on tab. I didn't know we were going to talk about him.
Yeah, that kind of segued there too. Let's just say I'm not criticizing Americans at all because I think it stems from the government and most Americans are normal. I bet you
old
more
country buffet. I love the Americans for that.
Most Americans are probably just normal people.
Yeah, just
and
like
there's
us,
just
man.
Like a there's a small percentage, and unfortunately, it's a small
just
percentage.
Like everybody
and,
around the world,
and the government kind of stems from that small percentage, and it's just kind of like snowballing and just keeps giving them a bad name. Because I know when we went traveling, the first time we went to Thailand, if we didn't have like we put a Canadian flag on our backpack, and people would always ask, "Are you American?"
Yeah, all the time,
and they were like worried that you were at first.
Yeah.
And not because, like, I met a lot of American people traveling, and they were all this normal people I could just easily get along with.
No, I met a lot of Americans I couldn't stand.
I met a lot of Canadians I couldn't stand, too, so.
Yeah, so did I.
I know a lot of people in this town
I met a lot of people that I couldn't stand.
I think there's just shitty people everywhere, really, but.
But there is a kind of, like, this weird.
It's a different vibe.
It's a different vibe, and I don't know why that is. I think it is the media.
I think it definitely stems from the media. They get so much coverage
that maybe around the globe. I think because everywhere you can find a Fox News covering states.
Pretty much
news,
everywhere, man.
Everywhere.
So yeah, Fox is global.
Everywhere that I've found that I've gone traveling, I found it. You can listen to it, watch it anywhere.
It's this air of like, yeah, they are worried. They don't want to. You're going to be an ass or you're. It's weird. It's definitely weird. That's weird. I never thought of it like that before, but it definitely was a weird vibe. Even when I have like traveling with, like when I lived in Thailand, I had an American friend that I traveled with, and people would be like, "Oh, you travel with American?" It's like, "Oh yeah, he's my friend. He's my neighbor."
Like the global population has like a negative stigma about Americans, even though it's probably not deserved.
It's not all of them. It's the same way that Americans look at Muslims. You think that one dude in a turban, a lot of Americans would be like, oh, he's a terrorist. It's not how it
but
is.
But I don't just think
it all stems from what I'm thinking. It all stems from the media.
News, yeah, the news pumps a lot of these pictures of people who were killing other people. And, you know, they show the one picture of this person, this type of person. And so you see, you know, oh, a dude in a turban. You'd think, oh, yeah, okay, he's from, you know.
But
the East, like, he's gonna fuck people up.
Yeah. I don't think. Same I don't thing. Think if you were to I don't think Americans think that. I don't think the majority of Americans think that. I think, like he was saying, I think it's a small portion, and the media feeds into that small portion of Americans.
I think that small portion. You know what? Here's the thing. Bigger than you guys actually think it is.
I don't think it is. And here's the thing. I think it is. When there's protest rallies of stuff about something stupid, right? Like, you know, people are against gay marriage. Everyone who hates gay marriage shows up. If there was a rally to support gay marriage, I'm not going because I don't care either way. Like, I think they should be able to get married. I don't care, but I don't go. You know what I mean? I don't go, and that's the problem.
That you don't go to voice your opinion because you don't. Because
I'm like, yeah, they should. Yeah. I don't care because I'm not passionate about it. And they're fueling into the people that are really passionate in a negative way. They come to these things. They focus all their fucking hate on.
How many videos and pictures have you seen of people still to this day out on the street with fucking Ku Klux Klan?
That's what I mean.
Outfits, signs, everything. Buddy, they still believe.
I know.
Fuck it. You couldn't tell them anything. You could sit here and feed them hard facts. Show them the proof. You could literally have the alien walk in the room and talk to the person, and they won't believe it. They're still going to go with what their mom and pa taught them.
No, I
you get people like that all over the world.
That propaganda, it's not just the States, propaganda in this United States is rampant. To a point not seen since like the Nazi party. And I got to say, it's not on the same scale like they're kill a bunch of Jews.
Now, we're not saying it's the next Nazi party. We're saying there's parallels into the propaganda campaign. Just nothing to do with the policies or anything.
No. I'm just saying.
But I understand what you're saying.
The Nazi party said, that's where I got that quote from, is the bigger lie you tell, the more people you tell it to, and the more times you tell it, the more real it becomes. And I think that ever since World War II, that has been like the constant pressure of the media on the public to put that onto you. And now so many people that have grown up, like their grandparents grew up with it, their dad grew up with it, and now they've grown up with it. And that's just become fact for a lot of people.
You know what's weird to think, though, is like that could even start thousands of years ago with some of the most famous people that we know that have changed our planet. Looking back on Nikola Tesla and Edison again, let's just say that, you know, Nikola Tesla was ahead of Edison. He had the better idea. Let's say he died first. What is Edison going to say for the rest of his life? I had the better idea. He was a fucking crackpot fool. Take a look. Well, here it is, right?
Yeah.
He was lunatic. All the people that were born at that time are going to be like, okay, Edison's right.
There's another quote that says something about that. He who's in power controls history.
Yeah.
It's true.
Happened. Well, yeah.
You know what? Okay, this has been an awesome podcast. I loved it.
Today's been a great day.
Because we're at the end. We're at the end here. Let's just say.
I got one more topic I want to talk about.
We're not going to get it. Put it on pause. Let's just say that throughout history, whether you're talking about the Bible, like our modern government, the biggest lie that's told the most times has become history. And that's just pretty much how it is. And now, like, we're at the point now where we have the technology information to kind of sift through and really find the truth. Or at least our version of the truth. Maybe a better version.
Yeah, you know, it's I got to say, in the words of Dr. Ian Malcolm, life will find a way.
I've been waiting for it.
Were you?
I was wondering if it was going to come.
This is the back of my mind. I've said that on every single one.
No, I looked at it a couple times like he's going to say
it. So are we going to wrap this up soon then? Is that what's going on?
We call it Power Hour. We're at an hour.
Okay. Last touching subject that we can touch on next time. An exchange program for astronauts that happened from grateful aliens that were saved in Roswell, New Mexico.
Well, that is a conspiracy. I'd love
that
to
is
hear.
A conspiracy because yeah. I have numbers, I have names, and I have accounts. All this sort of shit to back this up.
No, the
but
more
I even don't need.
The more we talk about
know,
shit,
right?
The more shit I want to talk about.
I yeah. It is. We could.
No.
I love it.
We could snowball this one into.
We could sit here fucking for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
No, I think we got to curb them and try to keep it in an hour. I think an hour is an easy listening time.
Hour, man. That's
you what know what? Here's the thing. If you like our podcast, you want us to go longer, because on most of them, to be honest, we probably could.
Fuck yeah.
We probably could go.
I still got like 9 beers sitting in my case.
Yeah, we
by the end of it, you might not understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know what? It's probably best that we curb it in
I think
an hour
1 hour, a couple beers is fine. A
couple beers. Any news before we shut her down? This podcast is sponsored by meteor-recordings.com. Little small room, big sound. You check it out at meteor-recording.com. You can check our links from there at our page and stuff. Check us out on Twitter at truth is out there. There is T-H-U-R-R. If you like our podcast, give us a shout, let us know, give us a rating on iTunes. We love feedback. We love hearing from fans. If you got a request, send it to us. We will talk about it. We're a small podcast. We like to be intimate with our fans. Very intimate.
Very intimate.
More than you'd like.
And so, send us your request.
And that's the third fuck up of the day.
Yeah. Why? Well, I pretty much have marbles in my mouth the whole night. So,
you know what?
What kind of balls? Marbles?
Marbles.
Marbles.
Mars balls. Conspiracy in itself there.
Oh, you said Mars, and I wasn't going to say anything, but.
Oh!
I love how
okay.
This is.
We got to bring like it back in.
Snowball
okay,
effect. Real
quick. We're going to touch on it real, real quick.
Yeah, no, this is big.
The Mars rover had found evidence of methane gas on Mars. And there's only.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. Scientists say there's only two explanations for methane gas. One is volcanic activity, which. Mars is a dead planet for volcanic activity for like
that we know
millions
of, right?
For, yeah, for that we know of for millions of years.
Yeah.
And the second is microorganisms, life on a different planet.
Well, we just found those rivers and shit that are.
We're not allowed to scoop water. International
yeah, no
treaty.
Shit. Wait, well, international fucking. It's another planet.
Okay, 1967.
Well, oh, fuck that.
Cut
fuck
it out.
That.
Cut it out. Let's just say. Go on Google, search
methane
on Mars.
Fuck it, send me to Mars and I'll swim naked in that shit. I'll bring you back, your goddamn.
It's minus 50 all the time, you're going to die, but you're whatever.
I'd do it.
It's yeah. So methane on Mars, something's farting.
Something's farting.
Something's farting.
And there's no shit. Cows. Yeah.
There's no cows.
There is no underground cows on Mars.
That was a conspiracy started before the podcast.
Yeah. This which, conspiracy was all about
we shouldn't
underground
even
cows on
in
Mars.
The least.
Mole cows.
I gotta admit, one of my best.
Oh my God.
Okay, so again, thanks for listening. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
And I am Mr. Conspiracy.
Keep those eyes on the skies.